From the world markets to local entrepreneurs, In Business on Radio Kerry has you covered every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m.
And you are very welcome back to In Business with Mary Mullins. If you want to get in contact with us, you can send us a text or a WhatsApp to studio. We're on 083 300 3300. You can tweet us at In Business RK. You can get in contact via the Radio Kerry Facebook page, or you can also tweet us. We're at In Business RK. Now, the pay and file deadline is approaching. I'm sure you've heard lots of ads about it all over the place. October 31st, with the online deadline the 12th of November. And for those who have an income tax liability, a pension contribution can reduce what you actually have to pay to the taxman. So that sounds very good. You'll be paying an awful lot less to the taxman, and you'll have a big lump of money heading into your pension. So what does this all mean, and how do you do it? Well, I'm joined now by Owen O'Neill of PSC Financial Planning in Tralee. Owen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Mary.
Owen, the dates, the 31st of October and the 12th of November, I suppose people are going to be hearing a lot about them over the next while. What do they mean, I suppose, in the context of making a pension contribution?
31st of October, 12th of November. So individuals that both pay and file their tax returns through what's called Revenue Online Service, called a ROS, and a lot of people might have heard of that. But people that pay their tax returns through the ROS system, they have until the 12th of November to make a pension contribution. Anyone that doesn't, they have until the 31st of October. And the majority of our clients would be on the ROS system. They would be the 12th of November.
Okay, and who typically then would be making a self-assessment tax return then?
Self-employed people, proprietary directors that would own more than 15% of a company, and individuals who are already members of a company pension scheme, but they pay additional voluntary contributions and they want a backdate for income tax relief purposes for 2018. So they would be the main people that would file a self-assessment tax return.
Okay, and when it comes to making a contribution for a pension, and you can reduce your tax liability in doing that, what then is the maximum contribution that you can make?
For contributions paid in 2019, so either 31st of October or 12th of November, for those contributions set against the 2018 earnings, the cap there for salary purposes is 115,000. You can claim, and it depends on your age as well, so someone that's age 45 years of age, say, they can claim up to 25% of salary or net relevant earnings. So we'll just say their salary is 60,000. So 25% of 60,000, that would be the maximum, would be 15,000 that they could use. There is a variety of ages there as regards, if they're under 30, it's 15%, 30 to 39, 20, and it increases in scale then, the maximum being 40% for anyone aged 60 or over.
Okay, and just about that whole income tax liability and people making a self-assessment tax return, you can make a pension contribution and that reduces what you have to pay the taxman, basically.
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and for people who do decide to do that, and they do decide to make their pension contribution, where does the money go, I suppose? Do they have to choose a particular kind of plan, or how does that work?
I suppose this is just one of the key issues. Okay, great, you've made your pension contribution on the advice maybe of your accountant. What happens to the money? Where does it go? Is it invested? So what happens is, and this is where the relationship between the financial advisor and the client is key. You would be setting up what's called a personal pension plan, or PRSA as it's called. It depends on which type of one. You can do either or. Forms are completed, an application form is completed, the compliance work is completed by the financial advisor, and then between, again, the financial advisor and yourself, you decide where you want the money to be invested. So it might be into a low risk fund, a medium risk fund, some people go high risk fund. It depends on their age, it depends on their financial circumstances and the risk profile of the client, which is obviously key. So again, some people might be very low risk, mightn't want to take any risk, and there are a small number of funds to cater for that. But the majority of people would go for like a medium risk fund. When I say risk stroke volatility type fund, where there's a good chance of growth. It'll never go up in a straight line growth, but you'll have your ups and downs. But over a period of time, it should do quite well.
Okay, and we hear about the state pension, and you know, when you're 68, I think it is now, that you get the state pension. But when it comes to having your own private pension, and if you have been making contributions like this, how do you go about, you know, getting the benefit of it? I suppose you've made your contributions. Do you have to wait until you're 68?
Yeah, no, you don't. Okay, well, the state pension is actually in Ireland is quite generous. At the moment, it's 12,956 euro, I think it is, per annum. So it is actually quite good. But the problem there is that was pushed out from 65, now up to, I suppose, the majority of younger people, it'll be 68. That also highlighted for a lot of people that might be in employment or might have been thinking of retiring at 60 or 63 or 65, that, you know, hold on a second, I'm not going to get this state pension, which is generous. I'm not going to get that state pension until I'm 68 years of age. So what am I going to live until then? And that got people more interested in pensions and building up a retirement fund. And someone can retire from age 60 onwards, or they can take their benefits from age 60 onwards. You don't have to wait until 65 or 68. You could take your benefits at age 60, continue working, continue being employed, taking an income from your employment. But you can also take those benefits, as I say, from age 60 onwards. A lot of people would actually wait, and we would, I suppose, advise wait until they stop working. So, you know, when they don't have that employment income coming in, that's when they need their pension fund to be available for them to get their 25% tax-free and then draw down an income from their then approved retirement fund, is what it would be called then.
And, you know, we often hear about there are an awful lot of people who are working that don't have a private pension. I suppose it's never too late to start one, really, is it?
No, absolutely not. No. When you think that the advantages, first of all, you're getting a great tax advantage in that the tax relief that you can claim, first of all. Any growth in a pension fund is tax-free. So you don't have any dirt tax or any exit tax coming off any growth. Any growth is tax-free. And then when you do decide to take the benefits, more than likely you would be taking 25% of whatever the fund value is tax-free, and then the balance goes into what's called an approved retirement fund. And it's only when you take a distribution or an income from your approved retirement fund, it's only then that tax is paid on that amount. And the tax you pay will depend on your overall tax circumstances at the time. So it'll depend on whether you're still working or whether your rental income or any other incomes that you might have. Any income that you get from your approved retirement fund is kind of, they're all mulched together, and then you might be paying tax on that. So again, if you're not working and not having that income coming in, you might be on the low rate of tax or no rate of tax, depending on what your circumstances will be at the time.
People can often think pensions are very complicated and they can sound like it at times, but I suppose, you know, with the pension, you're always going to be getting professional advice anyway, and you're going to be getting your money invested. So, you're going to be getting somebody to look after it for you.
Very much so, yeah. Pensions can be very simple. Again, there's tax relief on the contributions going in. There's no tax on the growth. You get 25% tax-free when you do decide to take the benefits. And then you draw down an income from an approved retirement fund that you would set up. Pensions can be very complicated, but that depends on the circumstances and maybe the different types of pension plans that you might have already. It depends on the size of the fund you might have, what kind of income you want to take from it, how long you want it to last. So that's where the financial advisor really comes into play as regards setting up a proper financial plan for you. Great that you're paying into a pension plan, but what does that actually mean? What, you know, if you're 40 years of age and you're putting in, you know, 500 a month into a plan, where is that actually going to leave you at 60, 65? Could you afford to retire? So again, that's from our side of things, that's where our financial planning comes into play. We can take all that information from a client, be it their what they have on deposits, their investments, any rental incomes, any income their spouse might have, how many kids they have, you know, if their kids are going to college, all those expenses. We can draw all that information into a plan, set up a plan for a person, and then make certain recommendations to them, you know, that would alleviate any shortfalls that might be there when they might decide to retire at 62 or 65 or 68, depending on each individual. And just another small thing as well is that, you know, what we're talking about today is individuals that would be in the main self-employed, okay, but there are massive advantages for company directors to make pension contributions to either an executive pension plan or a small self-administered plan. huge advantages. One being that the amounts of contribution that a company can make towards a company director's plan are huge compared to the self-employed. They're absolutely massive, the amounts of money that can be transferred from a company account, a company monies into a company director's pension plan. So it's well worth having a look at, and that is most definitely never too late for a company director to plan their pension planning.
Okay, and as you said there, anybody who deals with pensions and is in this kind of area, and yourselves in PSC financial planning, you deal specifically in this area and you can give expert advice.
We can, of course, yeah. You know, PSC financial planning, we're just part of the PSC group. You know, within the group, there's audit and accounting. That would be probably the main focus of the group itself. But there's, you know, under that comes accounting services, bookkeeping, business startups, company secretarial services, company registration. So huge range of services there for the client. There's another section, corporate finance, recovery and insolvency division. There's a taxation company headed up by Francis Moriarty. And then, of course, you have ourselves, the financial planning. We deal with kind of pre-retirement planning, post-retirement planning, savings and investments for both individuals and companies, which is big business as well. And of course, we do then create financial plans for individuals, taking all their circumstances into account. Okay. And we're based in Tralee, and we're an office in Killorgan as well, and Limerick. And we have a small sub-office then in Carrisavine.
Okay, you're covering all bases there. Before we finish up, Owen, I think you have a special message for one of your colleagues who is heading off for a little while.
I certainly do, and I just want to wish Barbara O'Sullivan the most very, very best wishes from myself and everyone in the company, to herself, her husband Jerry, and especially to Quiva, who we know can't wait for the new arrivals. So very, very best wishes to Barbara there, and thanks a million, Barbara, for everything, and we'll see you in a while, hopefully.
Absolutely, and very best of luck to Barbara. Owen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for coming in studio,
no,
and continued success.
Anytime, Mary, you're very welcome.
Owen O'Neill there, Managing Director of PSC Financial Planning in Tralee. As you heard them say there, they're in a number of places across the county, and indeed in Limerick as well. And if you want more information on them, look them up online there, PSC. You can find out more details about them. And as I said there, if you are somebody who is going to be making a tax return, a self-assessment tax return, those all-important dates, 31st of October, if it's not online, and if it is an online return, the 12th of November. So that deadline is approaching quite soon, just a little bit of time left, so do get sorting it out if you haven't done so already. Stay with us here on In Business, more to come after this break.
In Business on Radio Kerry,
brought to you in association with your local credit union. We're local, we're loyal, and we're lending.